The North Adams, Massachusetts City Council met last night with an eye on the coming year. WAMC spoke today with City Council President Keith Bona. Bona, an 18-year veteran of the council, has held its top post for the past year. He was asked about the tax levy to be set for fiscal year 2019.
I think it's going to be, and then you're asking me a prediction of numbers I don't see, but it's probably going to be sort of status quo. I think we're in a direction. I don't think you're going to see anything exceptionally high. We do have to probably have to still have, some increase that keeps up with cost, that inflation that the city occurs every year. But until everything gets calculated in, new property purchases, developments, there are some bigger properties out there that will be bringing in more taxes and things like that that will help. But I don't think it's going to be anything, a shocking number.
In Pittsfield, the city assessor just announced a lot of updates on valuations in the city, largely on the rise, though a decrease in its commercial sector. What's the situation in North Adams as far as the city's assessment for the upcoming fiscal year?
Again, I think you're going to see some, slight increases. My understanding is property values and properties are selling more. I think from what I heard from a local realtor, we have, the smallest amount of inventory out there for sale right now, so that's typically a sign that properties are selling well. Property values are going to go up, which in a sense should then help when it comes to, collecting taxes. The tax bill may not drop, but the tax rate won't see the increases you will in the past. The commercial property rate, I don't know where we go with that. It's high. Residential, we're average, but commercial rate is, we're one of the highest in the state. So at some point, we just can't keep raising our commercial taxes and expect to be attractive to outside businesses.
That being said, it seems like there's been a lot of outside investment in North Adams in the last few years.
There has been, and part of that is because the properties at this point, they're getting good deals on and the property values are still low. But, that's going to change as people find North Adams more attractive and the properties are being purchased and there's a higher demand for these outside investors wanting to come into North Adams. You're going to see things start going up in price.
Lastly, is there any update on the long-awaited crosswalks on Church Street in North Adams?
So that got referred back to public safety, and I think we just got to try to find another avenue. The crosswalk, they had an engineer study, and, we're being told that where that crosswalk should be just isn't within the distance for, being able to visibly see it in enough time. So there does need to be something there. I don't know if it's signage. I don't know, blinking lights. The problem is if the city makes that directs people and says that's where you're supposed to cross, and then someone gets hit there, the city can then be liable if they made, a crossing area in a dangerous area. People are crossing there anyway, but that doesn't mean the city wants to sort of give approval to say that's where it's okay to cross.